Thank you, everyone, for listening to me and attending. We've got a lot to talk about tonight, a lot of exciting things. If you listened to the show last week, you know that we're going to talk about ley lines this week, and we're going to talk about that. But we have a caller, Maria, on line one. What can we do for you, Maria?
Caroline, it's Maria from California. How are you?
Hi, Maria. We're wonderful. And you?
I'm fine. Thank you. Enjoying the beautiful weather here in California. And I'm calling you because I really would love to have whatever you can tell me about, you know, that my past life, you know, that is connected to this one. I'm very curious.
In actuality, every past life is connected to this one. Some are more memorable than others. We also have some past lifetimes where we are resting, where we don't have the challenges that we usually have. And so we have some of those that come into play. And what I do, Maria, is I follow your voice, and your voice takes me to your body. And then when I have your body in my mind's eye, because it looks like a cloud that surrounds your body, I get information from that. And one of the lifetimes that your soul wants me to talk about, this is coming through very clearly. It was a lifetime when you were a writer. And you were a very influential writer in the beginning of our country. Are you writing now in any capacity?
No, not at all.
Do you have the desire?
No, actually, writing is something that doesn't come to me easy. Right now, you know, I'm from Colombia, so my mother language is Spanish, and I have never had any desire to write either in Spanish. And you know, when I write in English, I struggle a little bit, you know, in terms of getting my message through where I am happy about it.
I think it would be a good idea for you to try it a little bit. What do you mean, get a message through where you're happy about it? What does that mean?
You know, for instance, sometimes I do write to you and to Richard or whatever. I sit down in the computer and I write, and I go back and reread and change things. I seem to be that I'm never satisfied, and then I'm concerned about, you know, I go back and check my spelling and so on. So it's not something that I truly enjoy.
Well, I think it's good that you check your spelling, but right from the heart, mm-hmm. You have this beautiful heart, and it is open. Right from your heart, when you get an idea to send somebody information, right from your heart, tell them what your heart feels like. Because you get impressions about people, and they're very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I'm talking about when I say you get impressions about people?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, I understand.
You can be of a big service to people by helping them out along these lines, but you're not really doing that, are you?
No, actually, I'm sitting right now. That is something that, you know, happens to me often, where I talk to my son, and there's something that specific that I want to tell him. And then I go kind of into a fight with myself. It's like part of me wants to do it, and then the other one doesn't. And especially if the topic could be, you know, a difficult one, something about my grandchildren or something about, you know, their lifestyle that I think could be negative in their life. that type of writing, I almost, you know, go into a conflict within me. Shall I do it? Shall I not do it? Shall I do it? Shall I not do it?
Why don't you call them on Skype?
Yeah, that could
communicate with them on Skype. I think it would be a lot easier for you to communicate with the word rather than with the voice rather than the written word. You have this great desire to share.
Yes.
So share those thoughts with your children, but don't write them down. Do it on Skype. Now let's talk about a past lifetime of yours, because I think this would be, I told you in a past lifetime you were a writer. You were someone who put your thoughts, not so much on paper, but you verbalized to people. You have very strong verbal abilities. You can convince people to do almost anything. Do you know that?
Yes, I would say. Yes.
You do. You're very strong with verbal communication. And one of the reasons why the verbal comes over so much stronger than the written word is because you speak from your heart.
I do.
Just think about that the next time you communicate with your children. Think about how this comes forth with heart energy. But you are a communicator. It's very strong in your makeup, communication. Not only is it strong, but you're good at it. You can convince people to almost any point of view as long as you believe in it. And so that's the first requirement. You have to believe in what you're discussing.
You know, Caroline, now that you say that, I'm going to say that maybe my issue, my issue could be that the topic might be something that I believe very much in, is my doubting my capacity to put it forward. I do believe in if I go back to...
Why do you doubt that?
I don't know. I think it's lack of something that I have been working on, which is self-love. You know, when you deny yourself, those gifts, or you don't want to accept that you have them.
I know how to do this. Take a moment. Close your eyes.
Okay.
Take a deep breath, and then look into your heart chakra. See the brilliant pink light there. You have three colors of light there, but I want you to look at the pink one. That's love.
Yes.
Anytime you doubt yourself, look in that heart chakra and look at the love that you are. That was implanted into you when you were born.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reminder of who you are. And this is true of each of us. We all have this capacity to love others and to love ourselves. It's very important for you to love yourself. But before you get to that love, accept yourself for the beautiful human being that you are. And you are truly a beautiful healing being, human being. Love yourself, dear one. Can you practice on that?
Oh yes, I've been working on that for some time now. I do the mirror. I keep reminding myself of who I am in terms of as a family member, as a mother, as a friend.
Are you on our monthly conference call with Richard and me?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, of course. I am Maria that I spent 2 weeks with you a year ago.
Oh, yes, okay. That Maria. Well, there's a lot of Marias out there. I know now the Maria that you are.
I know. Too many Marias.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there's too many, but I know the Maria that you are. Maria, love yourself, sweetheart. You have a lot of gifts that you're not using to capacity. There's fear.
I know. Mm-hmm. Fear, but more than fear is a lack of loving myself fully.
Well, take it from me. You're a beautiful human being. You love yourself. It is what is needed. And spread that love with others in your family. You'll get it back 100-fold. So that's all I have to say for now, dear one. We got a lot to talk about tonight. Stay tuned, sweetheart. You're welcome, darling.
Okay, thanks.
We said last week that one of the things that we were going to talk about this week was ley lines. And what a ley line is energy that is below the surface of the earth. It's very powerful energy. And scientifically, there are many people who do not believe in this. But those who have experienced it don't need scientific proof. I have experienced the ley lines. And I know that when ley lines cross, it's extremely important because something remarkable will happen there. There will be energy, so much energy that pools in those places that something remarkable happens. And if you're familiar with the Mount Saint Michael in France, that is a place where two energy lines cross. I wanted to just mention that because there are so many others also. I have seen these lines as a red, it's like a red string. And if you follow that red string, you find a lot of power. There's also healing. There's a lot of people out there that are interested in healing. And so I would suggest that you go into meditation and ask the higher self to take you to a place along the ley lines that you can communicate with it. In other words, you can visit it, you can join it so that you can receive those healing energies. And some of those places along these healing ley lines are remarkable cathedrals. You can even ask your consciousness to take you to one of these Gothic cathedrals where you can enjoy the energy. I've seen this. I've talked about this on other shows, and maybe you remember it, but the earth breathes. It sends forth energy and it receives energy. It puts it out and it takes it in. It's like the planet breathes. And if you've ever been in one of those Gothic cathedrals where the energy is coming into the church, you know what I mean. I've experienced that. It's quite remarkable. So ask your consciousness to take you to one of these Gothic cathedrals where the energy is descending into the cathedral and stand in that energy. And if you're sensitive, you will feel it. And you can ask that energy to come into your body to be used only for healing. So that's what I have to say about ley lines. Many people do not believe it because there's not what you would call scientific proof. But if you've experienced it, you don't need scientific proof. And I believe in the world to experience as much as you can, whether it's energy, whether it's energy from people or energy from the earth. But it's always good to program this so that you receive only the highest and the best for you. So is there anyone else on a line that wishes to converse with me? So call in with your request for a past lifetime and call in and let me lead you to one of these energy lines where you could receive healing. You have this ability. We have so many abilities that we're not using. I was in France and I followed a ley line. Matter of fact, I followed several ley lines when I was in France. I probably have told you this before. They're red. Okay, Barbara from Florida. Hi, yes. Barbara. What can I do for you,
I'm
dear?
I'm fine. Well, I was calling in to check on my past life.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you have any sense of a past lifetime?
Yes, I do.
Well, because I was sensing that you're a very intuitive person. What sense do you have of a past lifetime?
Well, you know, when I was little, I always felt like, you know, I was just being treated like a baby. Like, you know, like I was a much bigger person. I should be far here. What am I doing in this tiny little body?
Oh. Okay. We might be able to do this now, or you can do it at a time when you are meditating. I want you, if you can, to go back to that time before you came into this earth plane. Can you do that? Can you intend to be there?
Yeah, I'll do that now.
Good. And I want you to look down. And I want you to tell your higher self to show you that lifetime that you were before this lifetime. Can you do that?
So the one that I was directly before this one?
Yes. Are you feeling it or seeing it?
Well, I feel like I'm looking down from a higher perspective.
That's good.
And I feel like I was a male.
Males had more opportunities than females did in other periods. So, yes, a lot of people have experiences as being a male. It was a male's world. What can I say?
Yeah. Yeah. And I
what
feel
else?
Like
what else?
I feel like I'm wearing some kind of a uniform or a cloak or some kind of a garb. I feel.
Let
like
me
I'm
ask you
something.
A question. What does this feel like, that you were a Templar?
That's what I'm feeling. Oh, my gosh, gruesome. I have a cape and some kind of a crown of a headdress and a beard. And
that's what you were, sweetheart.
That, I'll be darned. So right
did you,
before, you know, that's it.
Did you ever order one of our records that Richard and I did that we received from the Templars that told us about them?
Yes, the whole thing.
What did you feel when you were listening to that?
Well, I'm just intrigued. You know, it just captured my attention. And I feel like, you know, that they, I feel the truth coming from that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wonderful when you feel truth, isn't it?
Yes, because it just resonates.
That's good.
So that is interesting. I don't know if it was my past life, but it, you know, my last life, but I think that was the one that's coming through right now.
Yes, it is. Now,
I mean, yeah,
there were lessons.
Like I'm on a horse.
There were lessons that you received from that lifetime. Do you know what they are? Take a moment and think about it. It was power, sweetheart. Power.
You know, I do feel that. I do feel that.
You're not taking advantage of the power that you had in this lifetime.
I totally agree with that. Yeah, I feel in that lifetime when I put myself in there that, yeah, there was a lot of power and a lot of strength and a lot of wisdom and a lot of just knowingness of the truth. And it's just coming to me now of just like the, I don't want to use the word fight, but for lack of a better word, fighting against the establishment.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you a question. Do you listen to people who tell you what to do?
You know, that has been this lifetime's, you know, lesson, karmic lesson, was to stand in my own power.
There you go. Do you listen to what people tell you to do?
Not so much. No. I'm going to say no.
Well, be your own. Be your own prophet, so to speak. Do what comes from the heart that you should be doing. Take a little bit more of your power back.
That's exactly right. Boy, that's been my theme. Wow.
Be that person with the cape. Be that Templar that you were, and do it in this lifetime.
That is so powerful. Thank you so much.
Best advice that I can give you. And sweetheart, if you think we've been of any value to you, it would be nice to donate something at the donate button. That would be wonderful. I would appreciate it if you were able to.
I will do that.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Carolyn.
Blessings to you.
You too.
That, my friends, is just a little idea of what we can remember, what we can recall from a past lifetime. And if you go to my webpage at carolynevers.com, no space between Carol and Evers, and on the left side, you can order a past life reading. It would be wonderful because I can tell you what you are or have been in a past lifetime, but when you do one of those readings, you actually experience it. And we've had some incredible experiences where people wondered if they had shared their lifetime with Yeshua, and they ordered one of those sessions, and this was very powerful. They found him in that past lifetime, and he placed his hand on their shoulder, and they looked into his eye. Very powerful. So if you're so inclined, you might try that. Go to carolynevers.com, no space between Carol and Evers, and on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. And that reminds me of something else, dear ones. If you have a friend or someone in the family or someone that you work with who always takes you the wrong way, it could very well be that you're suffering from an event that happened long ago, because the consciousness of the soul carries these things forward. So, if you are frustrated sometimes because of people misreading you, either on the job or in the family or among friends, it could have a basis going back to a past lifetime. these past lifetimes are so important. You know, some people don't believe in them until they start to look at things in this lifetime, and then they find reasons why they should be thinking about it, because we have great challenges that we could overcome. It's good to overcome these challenges. So if we don't have anybody else who is there to call and talk to me, I'd like to talk a little bit more about ley lines. As I said earlier, some people don't believe in them because there's not the scientific proof. But when you see them and you experience them, it makes a difference. You don't need scientific proof. And I think I said a little earlier, I saw them as a red line. Red being very powerful. And I suspect that why I'm seeing it as a red line is because we have a chakra underneath of our feet that is red. And so we pick up on this. We pick up on that energy, and it comes through the soles of our feet. It goes all the way up through the body and out through the top of the crown. And if you've experienced this in the past where you have picked up energy from a ley line, let me know. Call us in. Tell us your experience. My experience has been quite remarkable. And I told you about some of the experiences I've had with this. And if you've had experience of picking up energy from a ley line, call in and tell us what it is like. And actually, a lot of remarkable cathedrals are built upon two ley lines that cross one another. The energy is so great, and people have the desire to build a church there. Mount St. Michael, I mentioned earlier, was one of those places where an enormous cathedral was built. And when I went there, and I did go there, Archangel Michael came to me. You see, that whole hill there is dedicated to him. He actually came and asked people to build that. That is a remarkable place. If you haven't been there, look it up on the internet. There's some interesting information about Mount St. Michael. Beautiful Gothic cathedral on the top. And I told you I was there. And below on the street level, there's all kinds of really interesting shops. And when you go inside of one of the shops and go to eat dinner, you go up these remarkable steps that are like a round staircase. So you can have some real interesting experiences there. But if you haven't been there, there's a lot of information about it on the internet. The internet's a wonderful place to get information. Something that we're going to talk about next week. We're going to talk about the windows that are inside of Gothic cathedrals. Windows have a lot of blue, green, and red. And what was done is the builders actually ground up jewels and put them in the glass. They actually ground up sapphires and rubies and put it in the glass when they were making it. It's one of the reasons why when you go into a Gothic cathedral and you step in the cathedral and the sun comes through the window and encases your body, it's actually giving you the benefit of those jewels. One time I was there and I saw this woman completely bathed in blue light. She was standing underneath of a window that had a lot of blue in it. It had sapphires in it is what it was. And her light around her body was filled with this sapphire light. You see, we were talking to someone earlier about being a Templar. The Templars had a lot of influence on building the Gothic cathedrals. They learned about this when they went to Solomon's Temple, and there were records that they brought back to France. That's why a lot of these beautiful cathedrals in France are so remarkable. I've been to several of them, and they are shaped. The places where the different Gothic cathedrals are built, if you could look at the shape of it, it has the shape of some stars in the sky. There is a saying about what is above, so below. And that is what these builders of the temples, Gothic cathedrals, were doing. They were bringing in energy from the stars to Earth. And if you have an opportunity to visit these cathedrals, I would suggest that you take it and enjoy it. You would learn much. And I think there are people listening to this show who actually worked on some of these cathedrals. And if you feel that you've worked on a cathedral at some point in a past lifetime, give me a call and we'll talk about it. Because it would be good if you could confirm that to yourself, that you worked on the cathedrals. You see, a lot of the work on the cathedrals were done at night. They were very large blocks of stone. And the Templars had information on how to lift these stones through sound. A lot of large blocks of stone that we have, one of them would be the pyramids, they were lifted through sound. I mean, if you think about a pyramid in Egypt, it would be very difficult to lift these large blocks of stone through manually. So they were lifted through sound. And it was done at nighttime when people didn't see it. So these building abilities from the past would be wonderful if people knew how to do that today, wouldn't it? It would save an awful lot of time and energy if our engineers knew how to use sound to build with. But maybe someday that will be rediscovered. I hope that it does. It would mean a lot. So we talked a bit about ley lines. We talked about the healing abilities of ley lines. And we talked about the fact that you could have your consciousness send you to a ley line. And if you want to send me an email about this, it's carolyn@carolynevers.com. You could either call now and tell me some of your experiences, or whether you want to tell me about an experience, or if you have a question, or send me an email about it. We have a bit of a lull right now, so give me a call. I think until Someone else calls. Let's talk about water. Water is very important in our lives. You know, the physical body is made up of a large percentage of water. And so what you might want to do is bless your water before you drink it. Make sure you have a good source, preferably one without having some of the things put in it that cities do to purify water. Drink pure water that has no interference placed in it, because it really does. Some of these things that they put into water interferes with our body. So if you're drinking city water that has had a lot of the what I call pollutants put into it, buy some fresh bottled water that is clear, that has nothing put into it. It would be very helpful. Also, especially if you're not feeling well, if you have been sick, drink pure water without some of the interference that has been put in it. For instance, fluoride is something that cities like to put into the water. They think it's beneficial, and it's not. Fluoride is not beneficial to the body. You might buy a reverse osmosis kit where it can clear the water that you are drinking of all of these things like fluoride and some of the other things that's being put into the water. So, next week, we're going to talk about the windows in Gothic cathedrals. There's a lot to talk about there. And if you have family members that there's a lot of conflict with, it could be that in the past you have done something that has disrupted them in some fashion. I know of situations where in the past, I hate to say this, but during battle, they have killed one another, and the soul consciousness remembers this. We travel in groups. You might not have given this any thought, but we travel in groups. And if we have a group of souls that we're working with, we have taken every position with them. Sometimes parents, siblings. We have taken every position of relationship because it is the fastest way to learn. One time we might be the aunt or the grandparent. And sometimes those relationships have been, you might say, challenged in some way. It needs to be cleared. We can help you do this. So I will mention it again in case you're new to the show right now and you didn't hear me earlier. You can go to my website at carolynevers.com, no space between Carolyn Evers, and on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. So we don't have someone right now calling in to question one of their past lifetimes. We're in the last maybe 10 minutes of the show. And if you have some questions along those lines, or you want to know about one of your past lifetimes, call in before we end the show. It's not long before we will be finished on this hour. You know, the time passes by so quickly. join in next week, and we'll talk to you about the windows in the Gothic cathedrals. If you have been in a Gothic cathedral, you know what I mean, what they are like, those windows. They're incredible. They're remarkable. They have all these crushed jewels in them. They don't do that here. It's mostly in Europe, a good bit of it in France. The Templars were in Solomon's Temple, and they brought back that information to France. And that is why there is so much of this in France, because it was one of those places that they went and they built. And they built it right under the Catholic Church. They were building these fabulous places where they could help heal people. I'm working on a story right now. I hope we can convert it to a film on the Cathars. That's another group of people that the church didn't understand, and they called a crusade against them. Tina from Washington, what can we do for you, dear?
Hi, Carolyn. I'm kind of tuning in a little late, but
that's okay.
You were asking if people had questions regarding a past life or anything. Is that correct?
Yeah, sure. That was
okay. I'm just trying to think of a past life question that might be affecting like my current life here. Let's do finances. Like, is there anything in my past life that might get in the way of me making a lot of money currently? I mean, I do okay, but it seems like I can't just quite break out of that okayness. You know what I mean?
I think there's a lot of people with you on that one.
I want to be able to make more, but I feel like sometimes like I block myself, or there is a block, and I just
let
can't
me ask
quite
you a question.
To,
you
if know,
you had
the big
Tina,
stuff.
Tina, just let me ask you a question, dear. If you had more money, what would you do with it? This is not a silly question. I'm asking this for a specific reason.
Well, I would do a couple things. I've always wanted to travel the world helping people, and then I would open up like a healing center. So I have two different things I'd like to do with a lot of money.
And how would you set up a healing center?
Well, it'd be brick and mortar. You know, I have some property in Arizona where I'd like to build it, open it up. So, you know, that's what I would do.
Okay, so you had a property. What would you do? Bring healers in there? How would you effectively work with healing for people?
Exactly. So it would be like a big healing center where we'd grow our own food. I would bring in different healers from different practices. I'm also a healer, so I would do some of the work as well.
What kind of healer are you, darling?
Oh, my. Well, I'm a channeler, so I channel. When I do my healings, I channel. So it's whatever the individual needs at the time, depending on who comes in, who I work with. So I can do, I can clear, obviously, energy and past lives and kind of work with the blueprint of the body, weave the light filaments back. And there's all
Are you willing to take some time right now and work on yourself?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I want you, are you able to call in somebody that can help you with this idea with finances?
Sure.
See, you have some ability there. Have you tried this?
Have I tried to call in some help to work with the finances?
Yeah.
You know, I guess I, you know, I asked the universe in spirit, but I can't say that I've actually called in any specific being to come and help me, because maybe I'm not sure who I would even address that to or how I would work with that, to be honest.
Address universal consciousness.
Okay.
So in your mind, address universal consciousness, mm-hmm. and ask universal consciousness to send you a light being. Make sure that it is a light being that will help mm-hmm. you with your finances. And you'll get an answer. Then when you do, tell me, and it'll come mentally, tell me what answer you're getting.
Well, the first thing that I kind of got was, like, I'm already there. I'm already working with it, working on it. But at the same time, I felt like there's a block. Like, I've got a big block.
Okay. Ask universal consciousness if there is a block. I'm going through this because this will be helpful for other people, you see. Thank you. So ask universal consciousness, is there a block?
I believe like there's a fear block when it comes to money.
Most of our problems arise out of fear.
That's the very first impression, and what I felt was fear. There's fear surrounding having a lot of money.
What I want you to do when you meditate is ask these questions of yourself. How can you, because I can't spend any more time with you on this because there is someone else that wants to come in also. So in a quiet moment, work with this. Ask universal consciousness how you can overcome this fear. It is the fear that's holding you back, sweetheart. Nothing else.
Absolutely. And I feel that. So I'm going to have to find the source of that.
You have the ability. And if you were able to order one of our past life readings, if you have the finances to do it, go to carolynovers.com mm-hmm. and on the left-hand side, order a past life reading, and we'll work with you on this.
You able to do that? Yes, because it's frustrating. It's time to break out of that and move forward. So, absolutely.
It's time to move forward, sweetheart.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
I will do that. Thank you, Carolyn. Have a good day.
Now we have, is it T waiting to come on board?
Correct.
Hi, T. What can we do for you, darling?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I was just inquisitive to know about anything about my past life that you pick up. So I don't know exactly.
You really need a question. We have so many of them. What's your question?
Let's see. I will get very specific.
Please. It's helpful if you get specific.
Yes. my connection with France, I mean, is one of the
Connection with what?
France, the country France. I have London or France, because these are places I'm very drawn to.
Yes.
England, London, England, or Paris, France.
I'm glad you brought this up, because the places that we are feeling a connection with is usually a place where we have had extensive lives there. So which one do you want us to look at? France?
Let's start there. Yes, thank you.
So what do you want to know? About a lifetime that you had in France. Who were you?
Yeah,
what
maybe
were
one
you?
Because I just, it just seems to be a magical place for me, so.
Well, as soon as you said that, I'll tell you what I saw. You were a very powerful bishop. What does that feel like? Can you feel that red cape and the red hat?
Okay, yeah, perhaps. Perhaps, and very interesting, yeah, okay.
You were very powerful. You know, the church during that particular period of time where this was, and I'm not sure the year, I'm not getting a year, the church was very powerful, and the bishops would have been extremely powerful. And in that particular time, when you were a bishop there, you literally controlled soldiers. That's not something that is discussed a lot or even thought about.
No.
But
no.
You controlled soldiers. They were under your command. And you didn't always treat that with, shall we say, the best grace. There were times when you misused that. And so that needs to be cleared. It doesn't really have anything to do with finances per se, but when someone abuses power, power is connected to many things in this lifetime.
Correct.
And even though you didn't have a problem with finances in that particular lifetime, when you have a problem with power, that connects with finances in this lifetime. Can you see that?
Okay. I'm just taking it all in. I'm not, you know, taking it in.
Do you meditate?
Yes, I do. I do meditate.
Okay, during meditation, I want you to see yourself as this bishop with this red cape, a red hat, and he was a very powerful bishop, and he carried one of those, I guess you would say, there's a name for it, and I can't think of the Latin name, but it was like you see the Pope carry sometimes in his hand.
Yes.
You had one of those. You were extremely powerful. But there are some things that need to be cleared from that lifetime.
Okay.
I think it would help in this lifetime.
Okay.
You might say it was an abuse of power. And if you need help with that, I would be glad to have a session with you. These sessions that I do last about an hour.
Okay.
And if you're able to financially afford a session, you can go to carolynevers.com on the left side and order a past life reading. We work with you. We take about an hour of our time and work with you on this.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Okay, thank you. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye. We have about, I guess, 2 more minutes for this show. Golly, an hour goes by fast. An hour goes by fast. And if you're new to the show tonight, we're going to be talking about the stained glass windows next week and the benefits of standing in light that comes through those stained glass windows. And we look forward to working with you on that. And again, if you have any of these issues, you can go to carolynevers.com on the left-hand side, order a past life reading. And so, my friends, for tonight, I'm glad to have been that you're here and I've been here. And next week, as I said, we're going to be talking about the stained glass windows in the Gothic cathedrals. And goodbye for now, dear ones, until next week.